This is TWiT.
We'll start with an actual announcement from Google. We've been hearing little rumors here and there that we might see a refreshed interface for Gmail. I've been using Inbox for a couple of years now, so I've been kind of outside of the Gmail experience. But anyone who's been using Gmail would probably agree that like the interface itself is really tired, really dated. It feels like a relic at this point, or felt like one. So thankfully, Google felt that way too, and they rolled out a huge update today. It's starting to hit desktop and mobile, though, as you know, Google does things where they kind of roll it out slowly and in steps. So if you don't see it, you will. But it worked for me. I went into Google Gmail. I checked the settings button in Gmail, and sure enough, at the top it said try the new Gmail option.
So I went from. Are you talking mobile or are you talking desktop?
Desktop, sorry, not on mobile. I did this on desktop.
All right, so, I don't have it yet.
And are you, because I think it's also rolling out to G Suite users as well. So, you know, Google likes to roll out things and then leave G Suite users out in the cold.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it right this time. So you should be happy about that, Jeff. Once you get it anyways. But so big changes.
How does it look to you?
Sorry?
How does it look?
Well, it's so what we're starting to hear about, and we've got other things in here to kind of go along with this, is I have a feeling at Google I/O we're going to hear a lot about the new kind of approach to material design. Material design now has been around for, is it 3 years or 4 years? Been around for a decent amount of time. There have been changes. But we've been hearing a lot about these big updates to material design. I've heard Material Design 2, the sequel, Electric Boogaloo. And so we're going to see a lot of what we're probably seeing here in the Gmail app, which is a lot of white space, a lot of rounded corners type stuff.
I just got it in my other email account.
Oh, you did? Okay. So you can look at it and kind of pick it apart. It does, from a design standpoint, it looks different, very different, and it needed to be updated, and I think it looks a little bit more modern. Bright, rounded, oval buttons, you know, all over the place. Elements that have movement when you're interacting with the interface, things that kind of move into place and out, stuff like that on when you hover and drag it, that whole stuff.
You know, what are those little macro, those kind of those French cookies, the pastel colors?
Macaron.
You know what I mean? Macaron, right.
Macaron. Yeah.
That, it feels like this thing is about to spew out some macarons at me.
Is it delicious? Is it like a...
A little sweet.
Macarons are fantastic. What are you talking about?
Do you want your business email painted with macarons?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels a little...
bubbly. It's got that bubbly kind of...
But at least it's a different. It's different. It's a change. I mean, it was looking pretty tired.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
It was almost looking like old school Google search, you know, where it's just like text and that's about it. Now they're adding in more of the graphical elements and you can kind of see some of this stuff. There's three different views. So you've got, which they call, they're referring to the density of information. Default is a little bit more spacious. It shows attachments in the list view, so you can click directly on those attachments, similar to what we've been doing in Inbox, and it'll open it up full screen and everything. There's also Comfortable, which kind of minimizes things a little bit, and then Compact, which is all about maximum density, fitting the most on the screen, and you don't really have direct access to those attachments that way. Also getting, when you hover over a message, it'll reveal buttons for archive, delete, read, snooze. I know in Inbox, I use that all the time. Like, that makes you fly through your email. So that's good.
Yeah, I like some of the features like snoozing and the nudging even. I have found that the nudging helps because I have a tendency to forget messages.
Yeah, but Matthew, have you seen this? That the nudging, it'll put highlights at top, and then if I don't do anything today, it takes them out of highlights and put it back. So where'd it go? You seen that? Because
a little bit, but not too much.
So, Jeff, what you're saying is you want to be able to nudge it to a future time, and then still, if you don't do anything with it, up there so it doesn't leave? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is when Inbox nudges it for me, You got this 4 days ago. You should do this. Or this is a highlight. This person went right to you. Or any of those kinds of nudges. And puts it on top. I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. But then if I ignore it, it's trying to learn from that and say, well, I guess we were wrong. He didn't care. In fact, no, I procrastinate. So it disappears back into the regular email again. And then I really lose it because where was it? Oh, it was up top. No, it's not up top anymore.
It was up top. I will remember it. No, it's not.
Yeah, I think they're afraid of irritating you. Right. Like, I definitely find the nudging can get too much.
They should be.
Like physically nudging someone. Like if you nudge them too much or too forcefully, it gets super irritating. And then
yeah, I think you're right.
It's no longer useful.
Yeah.
The other thing I miss is markers on read.
Hmm. Oh yeah, you're right. Inbox doesn't really have that easily.
Inbox
doesn't let you do that.
Why would you want it?
Because I see something on top that is still that way I know that I still got to deal with it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean because I will leave things unread as a reminder to me later to refer to it. And I think I've kind of worked myself out of that habit a little bit more. I've started to kind of trust a little bit more hide this until tomorrow sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And that way when it reappears tomorrow, I do something with it, which is kind of what you were talking about, Jeff. But you actually have to do something with it. I mean, inbox really seems to be built around this idea of inbox zero. Get it all down, get it off your screen. I've never used it like that. I just can't do it.
Really?
No.
Because if I have more than like 10 messages in the inbox, I start to get anxious. So
everybody, start emailing Matthew. And
I have this kind of OCD thing where if it's unread, I have to read it. So I will often mark things, everything is read, even if I haven't read it, because I just get disturbed when I look at it. And it's like notifications on your phone. I turn most of those off because I get so obsessive about it. I have to, you know, that then I become compulsive about making sure the bubble goes away. And I'm no longer actually achieving anything. I'm just trying to get rid of the bubble.